Welcome to episode 88 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. I'm David Guerra, U.S. Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow, and a small series of historical fiction. In this episode, we're going to talk about rule number 11 of The Walking Leader, and that's correct on the spot. So let's get started. Now, as I just mentioned, rule 11 of The Walking Leader is correct on the spot. Now, there's three times you should correct on the spot, especially if you are not in your department and you're out there walking around, or if you're in your department, it doesn't matter. There's three times you really absolutely hands down have to correct on the spot. An emergency, always an emergency. Violations, blatant violations of company policy and procedure. And obviously, individuals that are improperly trained, and you can spot them, and I'll talk about them in just a second. Now, rule number 11, correct on the spot. It's your responsibility as a leader. It's your responsibility to correct things when things go wrong. It doesn't matter whether you are in a management position or you're not in a management position. What does matter is it is your responsibility, just like it is the responsibility of every other employee, to correct on the spot, especially when any of those three things I just mentioned is unfolding in front of you. Now, in the case of an emergency, obviously it's things like health and safety of the customer or the client or the external stakeholder. Then we look at the health and safety of employees, internal stakeholders, make sure that everything's okay. But when if something affects that, you have to jump in. When there's going to be damage to equipment, and I'm not talking about somebody just banging on the fax machine, but somebody ready to take a baseball bat to it. And damage to the infrastructure. And what I mean by the infrastructure is the building, the wiring, the plumbing, any of that. There's going to be a problem. It is your job to correct on the spot. Now, again, that usually involves people. So with that being said, let's look at the violations of company policy and procedure. And they break down like this. Personal matter. Now, personal matter is something like, well, you stumble across or you come across somebody that's just recently been injured, first aid, that's an emergency. You work on that situation. Or you stumble across a situation that might lead to a potential first aid situation, physical harm of somebody. You definitely have to correct on the spot. Then we move up another level to personnel matter. Personnel, now that's involving several people. In this case, let's just use the example of a physical altercation. Obviously, that's not condoned in the workplace unless your workplace is like the WWE. Trust me, physical altercations are not. Verbal altercations are not. Anything involving personnel more than one is something you need to correct on the spot because, again, it's not tolerated. It's a violation. I don't know of any modern workplace where any of that is tolerated. Next, let's look at the equipment. As I mentioned earlier, damage to the infrastructure, damage to equipment, the improper maintenance of equipment or infrastructure. You know, somebody doing something, and let's say they're mopping the concrete floor, and, you know, it's slick when it gets wet. Well, and they didn't put out the watch your step sign. Obviously, that is a situation that involves improper maintenance, improper care of the equipment or the infrastructure. And that, in most cases, is a violation of company policy and procedure. You correct on the spot. Now, let's look at the individuals. They themselves. Not what they're doing, but they themselves. There's going to be times that individuals are going to be improperly trained. They're going to be let loose, say, and this for some reason, just really, really chaps my hide. I question it to no end. Is if there's a 24-hour operation or there's a need for somebody to be there 24 hours, why is the lowest ranking, least trained, least proficient individual the one that gets stuck with the overnight or weekend hours? I had this problem many years ago, way back in the 90s when internet was starting to take off and everybody was wanting to be the next AOL or Netscape or whatever. And yeah, that far back. And I had a local company. They were a service provider, and you had to dial in. And this was back when dial-up was all the rage. And the weekend came, and I had a problem. And I had a problem with connecting or signing on to the network. That way I could jump onto the internet. Well, the individual there could not help me until Monday morning. The individual there had no training on how to deal with the situation I brought to the table. It was a simple enough situation. That was refreshing the password. That individual was not trained. The individual was new. They were just there to answer the phone. They could not support. Well, if you think about it, back then, the internet was used at home. And 9 times out of 10, it was used mostly in the evening and mostly on the weekends. I would say that'd be your high usage time. So why would an organization have somebody who was not prepared to handle any situation? It was taken care of by 9 o'clock Monday morning, but why did I have to wait from Saturday all the way to Monday? So again, that's improperly trained individuals or untrained individuals. And it's your job to correct on the spot when you come across stuff like that. Now, there's going to be those individuals that are going to learn the right way, but then they start putting in their own shortcuts. They start omitting things. They start jumping from process 1 to process 7, process 23. Again, you know something just doesn't look right, especially if it's not from your department. You'll see that things aren't going so well or something's just not right. And you as a leader, you as an individual that's been there for more than 5 minutes, you know you can spot the fakers. It's true. You can spot the fakers. You should also look at, see if anybody else is trying to correct their problem or pick up their slack. Now remember, while you might not be trained in the job of others, but it does not hurt to ask about the job they're doing. It really doesn't. So it might be something to think about and consider in the sense of, well, does this sound right? And just listen to them when you ask them, well, how do you do that? How do you do this? And you start hearing things like, well, others will do it this way, or others have done it this way. Oh, I've learned this shortcut over the years. You know, that's your red flags right there. That's when you start spotting somebody that's just not doing the job right. And, you know, first and foremost is you ask them, shouldn't you be doing it the way it's written out? Shouldn't you be doing it the way doing the processes the way they're laid out? Yeah, but I found that it works better this way. Well, you know what? There's some problems there. Now, with all of this, you know, the violations, the emergencies, or improperly trained individuals or untrained individuals, obviously correct on the spot. However, make certain that you are addressing it with their supervisors. You're taking it to their supervisor and say, hey, look, this thing was going to escalate into a physical altercation. I intervened. Or, hey, look, I saw that they were taking a baseball bat to the fax machine. You know, this is a problem and this is not tolerated. And, oh, the health and safety of our customers was at stake. I had to intervene. Here's what happened. But let them know. And obviously let your supervisor know. Let the person up the chain of command one level up higher than you know what's going on. And if you have to, you know, take it to HR. Take it to the next level. But what I'm getting at is do not be afraid to step in. And when you step in, do not be afraid to go and tell somebody else, hey, look, this is what I had to do, and this is why I did it. So what I want to get at next is you're going to face those times when it's like, well, should I say something? Should I not say something? Should I step in, not step in? You know, go with your gut. Let your intuition, your experience, your wisdom, your knowledge, let it guide you. It will. You've made it to this point. You've gained the wisdom. You've gained the experience. You've gained the knowledge. What's stopping you? You understand what's right, what's wrong. You know that how the business is supposed to run, because everybody has an idea of how their organization is supposed to run. Whether you do accounting or whether you're in accounts receivable or whether you're in the warehouse or you're at the front line, front desk, or you are human resources, you have an idea of how the entire organization works. If you've been there for more than 5 minutes and you understand what's going on, go with your gut. Use that intuition. Use your experience. Use your knowledge and go with your gut. Because, folks, in the end, it is better to be safe than sorry. And what I mean by sorry is, well, especially if you see the problem and decide to do nothing about it. Because guess what? You're just as complicit you tacitly approved, and you did nothing about it. And that's the way everybody's going to look at it. Because they're going to point the finger. Well, who was there for management? Was there any leaders there? Was there anybody there? Who else was there? And they're going to point the finger right at you. If anything, to save themselves. Well, so-and-so was there. He should have said something. True. But again, they're not going to take the responsibility when they start pointing fingers. Now, there's going to be great people that will step up and will say, hey, it was my fault. Yes, and so-and-so was there, but he didn't say anything. Or she didn't say anything. It's when you do say something that things, well, go easy on you. So be that leader. Be that individual who will report something, who will see something, who will act on it, and not be afraid to take responsibility for it because it had to be done. Remember, it is your responsibility as a leader, as an employee of the organization. You are supposed to correct on the spot. Like I said earlier, I don't know of any organization that says don't correct on the spot. You're supposed to correct on the spot, especially when safety concerns they arise. When the employees or the customers or somebody could get hurt or killed. Nobody wants that. Now, also consider this, and this is kind of an after thing. Don't go doing it because of this reason, but just think about this. You know, once they know that you're out there doing this and you're not afraid to step up and correct on the spot, others will respect you for looking out for everyone in the organization. You definitely will be respected because you are not afraid to overlook things or to let things slide. That's not what this is about. See, it is your job. It is your task as a leader to make sure that everybody's fine, everybody's safe, everybody's healthy. Everybody that works there, whether you like it or not, is taken care of. And that's the bottom line. Well, what do you think about what I just talked about? What do you think about correct on the spot? What is your insight? How do you feel about what I just said? I really want to know. And I really want to know. And if you got more questions, by all means, let me know. If you have any questions about this episode, or the entire Walking Leader podcast series, or a past episode, don't be afraid. Drop me a note. Email me those questions, dave@davegera.com, or tweet them to me on Twitter at davegera, all one word, DaveGuerra. It's all one word. I'm on Twitter all the time. It comes up in my phone. Ask questions. That's how we get to be better. That's how we make things better. And you know what? That's what leaders do. They ask questions. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Well, folks, this about wraps it up for the 88th episode of the Walk-In Leader Podcast. I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran, businessman, author of The Walk-In Leader, and Great to Follow. I invite you to pick up your copy of The Walk-In Leader at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and they're in paper and in digital format, so enjoy, please. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it most of all. I do appreciate you for taking that time. Thanks again, and remember to step it up, because in 2017, that is the only way to be a leader that is great to follow. Folks, take care. We'll talk to you soon.